Hello and welcome to the Listening at Warwick podcast, examining blended learning throughout the coronavirus pandemic. I am Charlie, a third year biological science student.
I'm Georgia, a postgraduate film studies student.
And I am Grace, a second year politics, philosophy and law student. And we're really excited to have you here. Hope you enjoy.
So I guess it's safe to say you definitely didn't prefer online learning. Yeah.
No, definitely not.
I guess one good aspect is you could watch and rewatch exactly what was said.
And to be honest, every single module I had was very well structured in terms of like the week to week, knowing what I was meant to be doing, which content went in what week. We were given a lot of notice with all our assignments. And personally, two of my modules, which were supposed to be exams, were switched to assignments. And for me, I personally preferred that because I can dip in and out of an essay, whereas an exam is just like 1 3-hour block that you just have to get through and then it's over. So for me, those were positive differences.
Do you feel like the university could have provided any different support, anything they didn't do? Or
I personally think it could have been better. With the whole, I just think it's quite, I'm glad I'm not one of the people making decisions, because while I feel that it should have been a lot better, for example, people who are suffering from severe mental health crises often can't, for example, do the things necessary to write, to apply for an extension, say, or to apply for mitigating circumstances. Those processes can be quite daunting. For me, I had never had an extension or a mitigating circumstance prior to this year of uni, so figuring out how to do those things, the whole process was just, it was daunting for me because it was my first time. And for someone who I think potentially had even more severe issues, I think that might potentially be a barrier to getting that support. And another thing was in terms of like those processes, so what I did was I saved up my two self-certifications you got, but then they changed the rules at the last minute and then I suddenly couldn't use them and I literally was so panicked. I was literally having like a crisis, because imagine you all these months you've been thinking nope, all these late nights, I'm not going to use it, I'm going to wait until I have exams and assignments. And that's another thing, I think this happens every year, like around second, third term things just start tsunamiing, like the assignments all coming in at the same time, like tens of thousands of words during the same week. Suddenly the rules changed, so I wasn't able to use my self-certifications and I was literally panicking so much. So I personally think even though they did give us those measures, I think they honestly could have been more relaxed. This year has been so unprecedented, so giving people just like a couple of extra weeks here and there, I don't think it could have hurt. I think even the things they did do were within that same really rigid system of application and evidence that often can't be provided. It's quite a high burden on someone who might potentially be dealing with something quite serious. So I had a situation where I like tried to submit something and Tabula was basically like, no. And I had all these submission attempts that were just like failing and failing and failing. I literally tried to submit like hours before the deadline. I emailed my module convener and to this day I haven't received a reply. He just basically ignored me. So I had to fall back to the PPE department, who were really, really helpful. But ultimately, just the fact that he didn't even respond to me, I think was a little bit unfair, especially for quite a simple query. And just generally, I think it's the role of these departments to publicize everything that's available. There was clearly a need for support. There was so much stuff going on behind the scenes. There was clearly a lot of need because there were all these things people were saying, like people were trying to get COVID so they could get an extension.
Wow.
And I was like, please don't do that to yourself. But there either wasn't sufficient support available, or what support there was wasn't properly communicated to students, because I knew people who went basically the entire year without even knowing that they had those two self-certification opportunities. And that can make such a difference for an entire module even for their degree, especially as finalists. So I think just communicating things like in one paragraph towards the bottom of a long email really wasn't effective enough for a lot of people. And I know a lot of people got left behind for that very reason. So communication was definitely a big one.
Communication this year is just an issue in general because everyone's on their own. Like, how do you think like communication even with like your social group changed? Because that is obviously quite a big crux, especially as we're young, we're students. Uni is like a big part of it is hanging out with your friends. Would you say that seeing them less or not at all, speaking to them weeks on end, how did that affect you?
It just made everything a little bit more sad, to be honest with you. You've had 2 years to make friends with people, well, one and a half because we went into lockdown before, but you've had memories with people and seeing them in person, like going to each other's houses after lectures or whatever, and then, or even societies, and then to not be able to do that, it's been really sad. But I just happened to be incredibly lucky with the people that I was sharing my house with because they were all really nice. But then you can equally imagine a scenario if I wasn't so lucky and, you know, I had no friends there, which I'm sure a lot of people would have found themselves in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. And as I said, I moved back home at the end of first term, or towards the beginning of second term, I should say. And so I was extremely isolated from my friends, from my uni friends, my friends. And even something that made a huge difference for me, as we've alluded to, philosophy is a subject where you are really benefited by your discussions with other people, both inside and outside of seminars. And I really didn't get to know anyone in my modules really this year because it was so hard to connect with people through Teams. So not just my friends and my uni friends, but even like friends you would make on your module that you kind of support each other. They'll be your biggest support throughout the year for that module. I just wasn't able to make those connections as well this year.
Would you say that had like a noticeable effect on your like quality of work? Like, did you learn how to work around that, or was that just something you had to deal with?
It's obviously going to have an impact on your work because your work isn't separate from everything else. Like, everything impacts, like how, you know, having a nice conversation with one of your friends that you have known, you know, from the society will brighten up your day, and then so you're able to put more energy into your work. So I think, you know, regardless of, you know, we didn't have that, so it's, yeah, I definitely think it had an impact on our work.
I'd agree, it definitely had an impact on my work. People I spoke to, people I've known from previous years, also agreed how difficult it was not having that same network of people or network of peers, but also it also took a lot out of me mentally and physically. Like, I was so unbelievably burnt out this year. Which I guess would sound counterintuitive to someone who's not experiencing it. Like, as they said, you're just chilling at home all day. Like, what's the big deal? But it's so exhausting having to will yourself and motivate yourself to get through everything personally. Yeah. This year has been easily the most difficult of my degree, and not because of the academic situation, purely because of the environment. And the learning structures available this year, it made it incredibly, incredibly difficult. And where that didn't show up in my work, it manifested like on me on a personal level. The exhaustion, the stress, like the feelings of, not in the clinical sense, but just the general sense of anxiousness, like feeling so stressed. That disconnection from your peers also means like there are whole assignments where the whole module with like dozens of people have no clue what is being asked of us, and that, you know, well, if you're confused, you're confused. That happens to students, but it's clearly a systematic issue when entire modules or huge cohorts of students are unclear about what's being asked of us. So it definitely had both an academic and a personal impact, I would say.
Yeah, I'd completely agree. It was never been so behind in work in my life. It was just, there were some moments where it was like truly felt awful. Did you develop any like strategies and how to like cope with it? What did you do to try and like get out of that rut, to try and like motivate yourself to do work?
I mean, you just think of like what would happen if you didn't.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, I guess.
So bad.
Yeah. For me, I had to become a bit more like, I'm one of those people who, I like the friends I have. Like, I'm not the friend maker. You know, some people just go around in life making friends. Like, I'm not one of those. But I was like, at this point, if I'm going to pass these equal modules, I need to know who these people are. I was like, guys, let's make this group, WhatsApp group, study group, Teams group. I was in every group going, every WhatsApp group, every chat, because at that point, I was like, okay, like, I really have to start reaching out. I can't just stroll into class and sit next to someone and be like, oh, you're cool, like, we can work together. I had to actively put myself out there and forge those connections to be more capable of completing my work, definitely. Mm-hmm. And that was definitely outside my comfort zone, because I'm just not used to that, being that kind of person. But when needs must, I had to become that person.
Yeah, I guess. Do you think if you were in any other year of university, like first or second, how different do you think you'd have found it?
I just wanted to say something about the in-person. I think, one, although, like, of course in-person is better, but with the COVID situation, you're also like, okay, if things are in-person, then I could catch COVID, then I could pass it, and then you're putting yourself at risk. And also, if you live with your family, you're putting your family at risk. And then you think, oh, who could I accidentally kill? Like, that's the worst case scenario. Mm. And it's just like, you know, you do think of that. And coming from like an ethnic minority background, you know, we are at a high risk. And so for me, it was like, I was thinking, what could happen if I went to an in-person lecture and things like that? And that's not something that I wanted to think about.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that is the added pressure, I guess. It's not even just adapting to not going out. There is a literal pandemic going on, which is kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
It is terrifying. And I totally agree. Like, I completely understand the need for remote learning. I'm totally in support of it, but what it is mitigating the difficulties of that and restructuring teaching so that the most important elements are translated effectively. I think that's what I particularly struggled with. There was no point at which I thought, yeah, let's just like all ride on back to campus and like infect each other. Like, I was definitely very much not into that. I just wanted my remote learning experience to be easier, basically. I did feel at times that I was just set adrift and didn't feel very connected to the university as a whole. I just felt like I was just doing my own thing at home, especially when I was living at home. I know that's something that I specifically was experiencing.
The move to online was not effective. What else do you think they could have done better this year in terms of like well-being, support, online learning, just the general transition?
I'd actually like to talk about examinations.
Yeah.
Because I feel that this was the year, you know, typically exams, you have a general sense of what's going to be in them. And then you just sort of like do the past papers, and then it's somewhat similar. You might get a red herring or something different thrown in, but I think it wasn't appropriate to be freestyling the way they were freestyling these exams, like the just like making them so vastly different to the past papers. I really questioned the rationale behind it. Some of my modules, there's actually one of my modules that I'm going through where the students, like more than half of the students failed the module, which is to me, that's appalling. And they've like sent an email round, and they're trying to, I mean, I've graduated, so I'm kind of like, good luck, guys. that's not really my problem anymore. But I think that is hugely indicative of where things were at, with modules this year, especially economics modules. So many just like making things harder, basically. I really don't get why, like what the need for that was. It kind of felt like twisting the knife a little bit, like after an incredibly difficult year where it's incredibly difficult to even like process the material, the examinations have become more difficult, period. And that's everyone's experience across the board. I don't know if there are like ratios and quotas of marks, but if the majority of students are failing a module, then there's clearly something really wrong there. And I'm happy that the like students in lower years are fighting for changes or for some recognition of that, because even though I'm fortunate to have been able to graduate and like not have to worry about that, I think if I were in second year, I would be really upset that to have had to go through that, because I can tell you right now, for that module, the examination in comparison to the seminar work, even to the past papers, was night and day, genuinely. I just don't think it's fair on students at all.
That actually is shocking, and that definitely would not have helped like the stress that everyone's under.
And I really wonder who takes accountability for that. At the end of the day, it falls on the student. I think the general theme of this year is that like things move on.
Yeah.
If you start messing up,
yeah,
life will move on, your module will move on, everyone will move on without you. So it is quite unfortunate.
How do you feel like the students' union, like, because that's separate from the university, do you think they could have done anything to help, anything better? Because they had an online campaign and then they fought for online learning when hardly any students wanted it. Do you feel like it would have just been better if they kept quiet or changed like their attitudes?
I don't think it would have been right for them to keep quiet. I think, I personally was pro online learning just because of, I thought the risk of me passing it on. I mean, at that time, as I said, I moved in late to uni, so I was at home then.
Personally, for me, I'm not really aware of the activities of the student union all that much. I don't know you're just telling me now what they were doing. I didn't even know all that. They're doing stuff that takes up a lot of their time, but how well that translates to the wider university, don't even know who the president is. Couldn't tell you. Like, I don't know anything, to be honest, of what they're doing. I don't know what they do is what I can really say. But I think I've seen their job is to represent students.
Yeah.
And if that's their job, I don't necessarily think it means they have to like go silent or they have to be against online learning, but that is their job to make it the best online learning experience for students as possible. And I don't know, as I said, I don't know what they've done in that regard. So that's all I can really say.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, I think the overall theme is that I felt that lecturers were doing their best.
Yeah.
But my overall theme for this academic year, if I could put it in a phrase, is just being set adrift. I felt really disconnected. I just didn't feel like the support available was alleviating the feelings of stress and anxiousness that this situation was bringing on. Yeah, but I definitely don't think that's the fault of any of the teaching staff. I think they made the most of it. And I think they also, it's hard like when your students are demotivated, they're stressed, they're exhausted. And I know, and I've been told by almost every teaching staff I've spoken to, that the amount of stress and pressure on them has been gargantuan. So I think it's just unfortunate how that played out in terms of like teaching time, but I do appreciate them a lot, so I want to mention that as well.
What do you think like the next step is, like how can the uni like better accommodate online learning, because it looks like you'll be here for a while?
I think make more meaningful and intentional changes. So for example, in seminars, keep on asking students how they are, or make things kind of less formal. Try to keep that energy up that was in week one, where, you know, seminar leaders had obviously been asked to ask everyone how they are and stuff. And it's okay if some people don't want to say how they are. But maybe even if one person says, then it might encourage others. And even if people say that they're feeling terrible, at least other people will know that if they're also feeling terrible, there's someone else feeling the same way.
But that's all my questions. But thank you, Sri and Alessandra, for joining me. It's been really eye-opening, but thank you for coming to have this conversation with me.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Listening Award podcast. We have more episodes discussing other aspects of blended and online learning this year. But until then, thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.